Now it's a big moment on the old Bob and Ray show for all you culture fans. We're launching our newest highbrow feature today. It's called Prose and Poetry on Parade. Now, during the weeks ahead, we'll be visiting with the authors of some current best-selling books. And to kick off the series, we have the very talented Rob Stonehenge here today. Rob, I'm sure you have the year's big hit here in your newest expose, All the President's Laundry.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Ray. A lot of months of digging through the evidence went into this, and it's gratifying that so many readers seem as interested in the subject as I was.
Well, it's certainly a subject that needed to be investigated. When did you first become interested in how our past presidents did their laundry?
It's a funny thing about that. I'd known ever since I was a school kid that John Adams was our first president to live in Washington. And I'd read the old story that his wife Abigail hung the family laundry on a clothesline beside the White House. But I never thought anything more about it at the time.
Well, many of us who've heard that old story never think anything more of it at the time or even later, come to think of it. Something caused you to probe deeper, Rob. What was it?
Well, Ray, as you know, I'm a reporter covering the White House for the Omaha Press, Beacon Dispatch, and Morning Ledger. One day, as I was going in for a briefing, it occurred to me that I'd never seen any laundry drying in the side yard of the mansion.
But then I suppose it struck you right away that the president's clothes are probably now dried in, well, an electric dryer.
No. Even before I thought of that, it struck me that the White House probably sends its dirty clothes out to a professional laundry.
Uh-huh.
However, I staked out the building for several weeks, and no laundry trucks ever went in or out.
Well, the chapters in your book about that laundry truck stakeout are fascinating to read, I'm sure.
Does that mean you haven't read them yourself?
No, but I'm planning to quite soon. So, what did you do once you learned that the first family doesn't send its clothing to the laundry?
I began chatting with the old-time correspondents at the White House. For instance, I talked at some length with Bingham Hutchison.
Uh-huh.
He's covered every president since Herbert Hoover for the Weekly Editorial Companion.
I didn't know that magazine was still being published.
It isn't. It went broke years ago. But Bingham Hutchison still hangs around the White House press room. He's the dean of correspondence there, and I figured if anybody knew how the president gets his laundry done, Bingham would be the man.
And was he any help?
Well, he provided a lot of good background material, and I was able to use in the book. He reminded me that Hoover wore celluloid collars, which never would have required laundering at all.
Well, that was another small piece that fit into the overall puzzle, huh?
Yes, but it was only a partial explanation. And the mystery deepened when Bingham Hutchison and I started discussing President James Buchanan. Of course, we hadn't been around in those days, but we knew that Buchanan was our long bachelor president. So that made it even more puzzling as to how he got his laundry done.
Couldn't he have had a woman come in one day a week or something like that?
Well, that had to be regarded as a possibility, so Bingham went over to the National Archives and hunted for any mention of a laundress who came to the White House regularly between 18 and 56 and 18 and 60.
And I suppose Bingham Hutchison had plenty of time to help you with that, since the magazine he works for isn't published anymore.
That's right. However, he couldn't find anything at all about a person coming in to do the White House laundry during Buchanan's administration.
Uh-huh.
Later, Bingham and I went through a lot more documents for every administration from Madison through Eisenhower. And we never found a cleaning ticket, a laundry tag, nothing.
Well, that's amazing. Well, one considers the many different types of clothing made out of different fabrics that were worn during that very long period.
Yes, I have a chapter in the book on that entitled Laundering Instructions Through the Years.
I see. So tell me, what finally led you to the real inside story of how our presidents have gotten their laundry done?
Well, I'm afraid your listeners will have to read the book to find that out. I don't want to give away the ending.
Fair enough. So, thanks for joining us today. We've been chatting with Rob Stonehenge, author of the sensational expose, All the President's Laundry. And we invite those of you at home to join us for another illuminating discussion on our next edition of Prose and Poetry on Parade.